Good morning, everybody. I'm Jeff Young, Chair of the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. I'd like to welcome everybody to sunny San Luis Obispo on September 1st, 2011. Why don't we start with our roll call? Mr. Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Young. Mr. Hayashi. Mr. Hodgin.
Present.
Dr. Hunter.
Present.
Dr. Wolf.
Present.
Mr. Jeffries.
Here.
Mr. Young.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay. We've just heard from Assistant Executive Officer Michael Thomas. Seated in the first row is our Executive Officer Roger Briggs. Taking his place next to me today is Harvey Packard.
Hi.
Mr. Packard is on our staff and is a section manager for one of our three technical staff sections or branches. His section includes enforcement, Department of Defense sites, permitting and waste discharge requirements, and total maximum daily loads. He is sitting in today because we're trying something a little different. Mr. Briggs suggested, and the board agreed, that we would periodically have a staff person take this position of assisting and advising the board during our meetings. We think there is some value in different staff trying different roles. This experience will allow staff to gain additional perspective, which will help them as they perform their jobs of preparing items and presentations for board meetings. We tried this change at our last meeting, and it did provide a benefit for the staff at that time, Lisa McCann. Assistant Executive Officer Michael Thomas has worked in this role on many occasions, and other staff have periodically acted as board advisors during individual hearing items. We intend to give other staff this opportunity at select meetings in the future. Welcome, Mr. Packard.
Thank you.
Okay, would you like to take over and do any additional introductions?
Okay, thank you, Chair Young. As he said, my name is Harvey Packard. I'd like to introduce also Jessica Newman, Board Counsel. Roger Briggs, Executive Officer, is here, and Michael Thomas, Assistant Executive Officer, is also here. And other staff will be introduced in the course of the meeting. Our liaison to the State Water Resources Control Board, Francis Spivey Weber, is not able to be with us here today. I want to mention a few other things quickly. Item 17, the ag order is postponed. There will be no hearing on the ag order today. Hopefully everyone knew that. If you did not know that and you would like to be informed of future ag order notices, please fill out a testimony card and mention on it that you want to be added to the interested parties list and return it to staff. Testimony cards are available in the back with Sheila Soderberg. Please fill one of those out if you wish to address the board and hand it to a staff person. And there are no supplemental sheets for the board today, I believe, so we can skip that step. And that's it.
Good. All right, thank you. Mr. Jeffries, I saw you reaching for your button. Did you want to?
I was going to turn my mic off.
You're going to turn it off, okay.
Jessica has some.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Because we've postponed the ag item, it is not being heard today, and so we can't actually hear any testimony on it today as well, either during public comment or at any other time. So if you do start testifying or talking about the new ag waiver today, I'll have to cut you off, unfortunately. Just letting you know ahead of time.
Okay. And for those of you that might be interested or curious as to when the board will be able to hear the ag waiver item, we don't know. We're down one board member in having a quorum to even vote on that item. And unfortunately, we're not going to have board member Hodgin with us after the month of September. So we will be down two board members for a vote on that item. So all of this is now in the hands of the governor's office, and we're just waiting on appointments so we can continue. But we don't plan on having anything else come before the board in terms of this item until we have a quorum. So it's just indefinitely postponed. Okay.
Item 3.
Item